भक्तिर भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 वर्स 11। तस्मात् दैव उपन्नेन मुनि अन्येन अपि धर्मवित् संतुष्टो अहा कुर्यात् नित्यनैमित्तिकः क्रियः तस्माद्देवोपपन्नेन मुन्यन्नेनापि धर्मवेत् संतुष्टो हरः कुर्यान् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रियः तस्माद्देवोपपन्नेन मुन्यन्नेनापि धर्मवेत् संतुष्टो कुर्यात् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रियः। तस्मादेव उपपन्नेन मुन्यन्नेनापि कर्णवित् संतुष्टो अहरः कुर्यात् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रिया तस्मादेवोपपन्नेन मुन्येन नापि धर्मवित् संतुष्टो अहरः कुर्यात् नित्यनैमित्तिकक्रियः। तस्माद्देवोपपन्नेन मुनियन्नेनापि धर्मवित् संतुष्टो हरः कुर्यात् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रियः तस्मादेवोपपन्नेन मुनियन्नेनापि धर्मवीर संतुष्टो हरः कुर्यात् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रियः तस्मादेवोपपन्नेन मुन्यन्नेनापि कर्हचि संतुष्टो अर्ह कुर्यात् नित्यं नैमित्तिकक्रियः तस्मादेवोपपन्नेन मुन्यन्नेनापि धर्मवेत् संतुष्टो अहरः कुर्यान् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रियः तस्मादेवोपपन्नेन मुनियन्नेनापि धर्मवेत् संतुष्टो अहरः कुर्यात् नित्यनैमित्तिकी क्रियः तस्मात् therefore daiva upannena obtainable very easily by the grace of the lord muni annena with food prepared in ghee offered to the Supreme Lord. Api, indeed, Dharmavit, one who is actually advanced in religious principles. Santushtaha, very happily. Aha, aha, day after day. Kuryat, one should perform. Nitya naimittikaha, regular and occasional. Kriyaha, duties. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Therefore, day after day, one who is actually aware of religious principle and is not heinously envious of poor animals should happily perform daily sacrifices, and those for certain occasions with whatever food is available easily by the grace of Lord. Purport. The word Dharmavit, meaning one who knows the actual purpose of religion, is very significant. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Becoming Krishna conscious is the topmost stage in understanding of religious principles. One who reaches this stage performs the archana process in devotional service. Anyone, whether a grihastha or a sannyasi, can keep small deities of Lord suitably packed or if possible installed and thus worship the deities of Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Lord Jagannath or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering food prepared in ghee and then offering the sanctified prasad to the forefathers, demigods and other living entities as a matter of routine daily work. All the centers of our Krishna consciousness movement have deity worship program very nicely going on, in which food is offered to the deity and distributed to the first class Brahmins and Vaishnavas and even to the people in general. This performance of sacrifice brings complete satisfaction. The members of Krishna consciousness movement engage daily in such transcendental activities. Thus, in our Krishna consciousness movement, there is no question of at all of killing animals. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Yutam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Krupa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So before starting, I seek blessings of all my seniors here to do this service properly. So today we are on this last chapter of 7th canto. So as we have seen, this canto is named as Science of God. And then it starts with a discussion of Parikshit Maharaj's question to Shukadeva Goswami that how Lord is not partial. And then in detail, Shukadeva Goswami describes the pastime of Hiranyakashipu and then prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Then after hearing the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj asks Narad Muni, so this whole conversion is going on the Rajasuya sacrifice field. So there Yudhishthir Maharaj asks him that, can you please give us instruction so that those who are living in a household life, they can perfect their lives. So that was in last chapter. And then Narad Muni starts explaining about the ideal household life and then the different varnas, different ashramas. And then in this chapter, we are here like, you know, instructions for civilized human beings. So we are seeing like, you know, different instructions which Narada Muni is giving. So if we see Srimad, glory of Srimad Bhagavatam is that it caters to person of any stages of life. There can be somebody like, you know, a prostitute like Pingla who attended perfections, and there is like, you know, somebody like, you know, four Kumaras who are like impersonalist at the start and then they become a devotee. So there are so extreme varieties of examples given, because nobody can say that Bhagavatam is not for me. Like, I am too fallen or I am too advanced that, you know, I cannot, like, it doesn't, you know, purify me. So no that. So that's why like Bhagavatam has all this, you know, big spectrum. So in today's verse, there are three aspects it is talking about. It says like, you know, we should do daily sacrifice. So it's interesting. Prove the word kriyaha, nitya naimittika kriyaha. That means regular and occasional duties. So Prabhupada translates kriyaha not as a duties, but in the translation, he translates it as a sacrifice. And then it talks about how we should do it, that we should do it without envy, like not in a slimness of poor animals. And then how we should do it, what we should offer and what we should not. So we'll try to see these three things. Yesterday, Radharaman Prabhu spoke very nicely about how not to be envious. Like, the whole class was on that. So we won't touch on that, but the remaining three parts we'll see. So, yajna, like, you know, in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna described in detail about this process of yajna. By nature, as a spirit soul, we have to act. We cannot just be idle. So that's why it is said, like, you know, those who are behind impersonal Brahman, that is faulty, because even after going there, they fall back again, because by nature, soul is active. So now, yajna means how to make our daily activity, like, if we remember Krishna during doing our daily activities, then that becomes yajna. It's very simple. So the for example, like, you know, we need to eat to sustain this body. So if I am just eating, like, you know, cooking and eating it for just sustaining my body, then it's become a material act, because, and I am getting entangled into, you know, laws of karmas and, you know, all those details follow. But the same activity, if I do that while remembering Krishna, meaning that, you know, I cook it and I offer it to Lord, that becomes yajna. It's very easy. So what makes a normal activity into yajna? That is remembering Supreme Lord or doing for His pleasure. Then that activity becomes yajna. So, and that way we can even convert a matter into spirit. So, like Prabhupada used to give example, like this scientist and everyone, they are like, you know, manipulating this matter so much. But then when we use it in service of Krishna, it becomes spiritual, it becomes a yajna. So this process of yajna, simply put, is act done for pleasure of Krishna. So if we do our activities, and then every day we have to do activities. So if every day we train ourselves to do activities for pleasure of Krishna, keeping Krishna in center, then our whole life becomes yajna. So it may be a work, it may be taking care of family, it may be a job, you know, doing it as a, you know, sacrifice to Lord. Even Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says that, you know, Ama Manusmara Yuddhesha, that while doing fighting, you remember me, that becomes, you know, yajna. So the process, yajna, if we analyze, it has five components. So when we see actual fire yajna going on, so there is offering. So we put offering in the yajna. Then, say in the case of fire yajna, there is ghee. We pour ghee or, like, you know, different grains in the yajna. Then there is that which receives offering. So that is fire in case of the fire yajna. Fire is receiving offering, that is ghee. Then there is process of consumption. The fire, it consumes the offering. And then there is contributor, who is doing that yajna. And the fifth thing is the result, what result we get after doing that yajna. So we can analyze any activity based on this. So now for a normal karmakandi, when they do fire sacrifices, the first, like, what the offering is, like, they offer different, like, you know, ingredients, like ghee, or, like, you know, in animal sacrifices they offer. So the offering is ghee, or, like, you know, a particular object. Then the what is receiving offering, that is the actual fire. Then the process of consumption, that the fire is consuming that offering. The contributor is the person, the karmakandi, who is doing that. And then the result is that, you know, they want to please demigods to get some material benefits. That's, you know, this process if we see in terms of karmakandis. Now if we see for those who are gyanis or impersonalist, so for them, if we have to analyze these five things, components, so what are they, like, the first, what they are offering in the fire, so that is it is their own individuality. So the impersonalist, their idea is to offer their individuality in fire of, like, the contributor is impersonal, that is Gyan Yogi. Then what is offered is his individuality. The fire is impersonal Brahman for them. And the process of consumption is neti neti. They say that not this, not this. And by understanding this, like, you know, they think that, you know, they'll understand the impersonal aspect of Lord. And then what is result? They want to merge into the Brahman. So they are also doing yajna, but the five things are different and the result is also different. But for a devotee, the contributor is a devotee for a devotional service. Then the process of consumption is the actual devotional service, whatever we do. And what is consumed, what is offering? Offering is whatever he does, you know, like all the activities, his results of actions. So, because that is done for pleasure of Krishna. And then, what is the result? Want to be a, you know, a living servant of Krishna. So this process of yajna, so if we can analyze any activity in this five aspect, then we can see. So the when it is called yajna activity, when we do these five things for pleasure of Krishna. So therefore it says, like, you know, this nitya naimittika kriyaha, we have to do our daily activities in a way that they become a sacrifice. So the another word here comes is, as you know, dharmavit. That means one who knows the actual purpose of religion. So it said that actually to understand dharma is very difficult, but dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena gata supanta. So therefore we have to follow the path of Mahajan. And Prabhupada, very nicely, he has given this life of Krishna consciousness wherein all our activities can become a yajna. So, and that way we become Krishna conscious, and then, like, you know, purify our life. So this is the first part that we should do daily sacrifice. So we just saw what means by sacrifice. Now the second thing, how to do that? So here Prabhupada says that it should be done without envy. And then here, if we understand, like, as we just now saw, the difference between normal activity and yajna is just the element of consciousness. If I am doing it for pleasure of Krishna, my activity becomes yajna. If I am not doing it, if I am doing it for my own pleasure, it becomes sense gratification. So who decides that, basically? So it's basically our, like, you know, mind has that, like, you know, power to decide whether what I am doing, it as a, you know, activity becomes a devotional service or not. So we know that it all starts with a thought. Like, as a spirit soul, what all we can do is that desire. Like, you know, so thoughts, when we contemplate, they become words, and the words, they become action. Then the action becomes habits. Habits become character. Character become culture. So it all starts with, like, you know, thought in a mind. So if we train our mind to do this yajna, to do the activities of whatever we do as a yajna, as a sacrifice, then naturally our words, our actions, habits, character, culture, it all will be in sync. That is, it all becomes Krishna conscious. But controlling mind is, very difficult. Arjuna, who was so, a great warrior, he himself said that, I can control, wind, but I cannot control my mind. So we'll try to understand a little bit about, the functions, how mind does. So mind, it basically does two things, accepting and rejecting. So at any time, if we have, some thoughts are coming and, so we accept our mind, say, yes or no, based on, past experiences. So the mind has three functions, that is thinking, feeling, and willing. So if we train ourselves to think, feel, and will for Krishna, in service of Krishna, then whatever activities we do, they will become yagya. So now, for example, thinking. Kamsa, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they were thinking of Lord, right? Constantly. But that's not the way we want to think. How we want to think? Like Ambarish Maharaj, Savai Manah Krishna Pada Aravindayo. That is, we want to think of Lord constantly, but favorably. So therefore, the next part comes, feeling. So only thinking is not enough. As this demons also used to think of Krishna, but we need to have favorable feelings toward Krishna. Nectar of devotion, Prabhupada explains that how it's anukulesya krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttamam. One of the definition of bhakti is that we think those things which are favorable, anukul, for our service to Krishna, and we think favorably of Krishna as well. So first is we need to train our mind to think of Krishna, then we need to think favorably, and then willing. We should have a desire, we should will to serve Lord. So now, the mind, since it's like a restless child, it goes all the way here and there, everywhere. So how can we always think of Krishna? So there is a simple method. So there are rather different ways of remembering Krishna. So one is seeing the deities, Nama, Rupa, the Rupa of Lord, that is the seeing the beautiful form of Lord, and remembering his pastimes and chanting his holy names. But we may not be able to do this all the time because, conditioned nature. So one of the most powerful ways is that, Seva Dhyan, that means meditating on our services. And that can, even 24 hours will be less for that, because minds want to do some activity and then we take it for pleasure of Krishna and then we constantly meditate on that activity, then we won't distract ourselves. So, for example, Prabhupada, of course, he was a pure devotee, but by his example and actions, he showed us how to even remember Krishna and how to do this Seva Dhyan. So, once he was looking out of a window and he saw a flatbed truck, just the engine and then everything back was flatbed truck. So, what we can remember by seeing that, but since Prabhupada was always in the consciousness of serving Krishna, he thought, there can be a nice cart for Jagannath Ji and we can have Ratha Yatra on a back of the truck, and then eventually they did it. So this way, we can take so many examples from Shastras wherein the devotees or lives of great acharyas, wherein they focus their mind so much on the serving Lord that it is but natural for them to think of Krishna always. So there are two things now, the story of the bulb, this Edison, when he created the bulb, so the problem initially he faced was the filament inside the bulb, it was getting eroded because there were different, it used to contact with the air inside the bulb spare, and then it used to get eroded and that was not a problem. So he tried to remove that air, but then it was very, laborious process and it's very, costly process to create that vacuum inside so that the filament doesn't get eroded. But then he got an idea. What he did? He filled the inert gas instead. So instead of making it vacuum, filled the inert gas in the bulb. So then what happened that it was very easy to do, and then the purpose was also solved. The filament of the bulb did not get eroded. So same way, if we try to make our mind thoughtless, it's next to impossible. And that's what actually the many impersonalists, they, you know, they try to do that, just be thoughtless. But just trying to be a thoughtless, that is also one thought going on, right? I'm checking whether I'm thoughtless or not. So that is also one thought. So that process doesn't work. So instead of trying to free our mind from all the unwanted things, what we do is that we just fill our mind with Krishna conscious thoughts. And we can do that by this simple ways, by doing by remembering Lord's holy name, by remembering Kirtan, by remembering his pastimes. And the most powerful way is to by remembering things related to our service. So if we take some service, and then so somebody's book distributor is always constantly thinking, a new person has come, can I distribute book to him? Which book shall I give him? So all these thoughts will keep coming. That's why what's happening is that we are filling our mind with positive Krishna conscious thoughts. And that way, whatever activity we do, then it becomes yajna. So this is the second thing. Another point to it is that Prabhupada mentions that, of course, we have to do with thoughtfulness, this yajna. But at the same time, specifically it mentions is that we should not sacrifice animals. So one may wonder that, of course, as a devotee, we don't eat even onion, garlic, what to speak of animals. So why it's mentioning in Bhagavatam? So what had happened is that just before Vyasadeva compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam, he gave this whole Vedas, and in that he mentioned about animal sacrifices. So Vyasadeva, as a compassionate sage, he was knowing that there will be some class of people who just cannot take to the life of goodness. They will be their palate will hanker for this, non-vegetarian stuff. So therefore, to elevate them, what he did, that he gave them a license wherein, he prescribed a method that, you do a particular sacrifice. So there was details mentioned that, once in a 15 days on a mouse headache, you cut a goat in middle of night. While cutting that also, you chant in that goat's ear that, in this life I am cutting you, next life you can cut me. And then that also, you cannot take the whole, you have to divide it in, certain number of parts, and then you have to donate all, and you just take one part of that. So the purpose of that was to regulate it and to elevate person. So the Vedic literatures, it's all encompassing. It's like, there is no case wherein it can say that, I am hopeless, Vedas doesn't have solution for me. No. So whichever level person is there, Vyasadeva had a method to slowly elevate them till the point of pure devotional service. But what happened is that, and it was kind of giving a license, if there is a bar or something like this, so government gives license. So that doesn't mean that government is endorsing it for everyone to do, but just for a section of people who cannot resist, for them there is a license, do it in regulated way. So same way Vedas has given that license, but what happened is that due to the exploiting nature, people exploited it so badly that they just took this part that, Vedas says we can do a sacrifice and we can eat meat, so let us kill the animals and eat meat, and then let us do this sacrifice every day. And that becomes so rampant that Lord has to appear as Lord Buddha. And then the situation was so bad, he just said, forget about Vedas. Vedas are not true. Just follow me. And since he was Supreme Lord, he could just, divert them. But then Lord was knowing, actually the Vedas are the way to go. So then again, he arranged the whole path wherein that, detour we call it, where Shankaracharya came, he, again established the faith on Vedas, but said that, you are God, I am God, everyone is God. Then Madhvacharya came, Ramanujacharya came, they clearly established the Dvaitavada, all those details. And then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he again established the pure love of God. So, Lord has to take so much pain to correct this misunderstanding. Therefore in the Bhagavatam also, here we see this, that, they are specifically mentioning that, don't do it, because the tongue by nature is very uncontrollable, like we say in our prayers, jive phele vishe sagre, that all the senses, they are network of illusion, but amongst them the tongue is most voracious. It's very difficult to control the tongue, and therefore again and again we see in the scriptures here the last verse also was mentioning, and here also it's mentioning that therefore we should not kill the animals. So But again, if somebody says, no, I'm too much attached to do that, so we don't have to tell so much about, you know, not doing it, but we should share the positive experience that, okay, take Prashad. So naturally, when one takes Prashad, he gets a higher test and such, you know, lower test of, like, you know, eating meat and something. They just naturally go away. We don't have to endeavor to remove. So in bhakti, many times, instead of focusing on all the, okay, I should not do this, I should not do this. Of course, we have regulative principles and others. But if we actively engage in positive service, then naturally these things will follow automatically. So like there is some beggar who has, like, you know, a week old bread with him. And if we say just throw it away, it's not good. He won't throw. But if we just go him with, you know, nice 15 course Mahaprasad, you know, naturally we don't have to even ask him. He'll just throw it. So same way, when we engage in this process of sacrifice, so Prabhupada here mentions that we can offer, we can have deities at home and we can offer the food to Lord. And when we take the food, naturally that also becomes sacrifice, and naturally we don't engage in this killing. And it's like, it's so practical that people can perceive him. I remember one of my college friends, he used to come for a program, and then he was from South India. And if you know, in India, like, each region has a particular cuisine, we say. So in South India, it's like every day their staple is, like, you know, rice and sambar. You know, every day they'll take it. So this fellow from his childhood, he used to take rice and sambar. But when he came to temple and we took the prasad, which was same again, rice and sambar, after the prasad, he said that, man, whole life I have been eating this rice and sambar, but this, what I ate today, it tastes so different. It is so fulfilling. He said that itself is proof that God exists. Because he said that you say that the same rice and sambar, you offer it to Lord and now it becomes prasad and it tastes so different. So that means something is happening in that middle process, right? That means Lord is accepting. So we can see that even a, like, you know, very much covered personality. And by the way, this person was a drug addict. You know? But then later on, like, you know, he became a wonderful devotee. So even such a covered persons can appreciate the taste of prasad. So when we do this offering and when we offer the prasad to Lord, then naturally all these lower tendencies of, you know, killing animals and eating them for the sake of a palate, it all will go. And another thing will happen is that all the, when we go through the scriptures, the ignorance is destroyed and all the wrong propaganda is done about this meat eating. Like they say that, okay, what will happen to your protein then? Well, nobody dies because of lack of protein in the history of medical science. So all these things, the intelligence can then, like, you know, discriminate properly. So Prabhupada emphasizes that also in the purport. So we saw what is sacrifice. Then we saw how to do it, that by engaging our mind in doing things favorably for Krishna. So now another practical question may appear that, but okay, I have to do service. That time I'm not thinking of Krishna, you know. I have to cook something, or say, I have to go get a bhoga shopping. I'm just driving there, you know. I'm not be thinking of Krishna that time. So we can try, but if not, one of the ways is that when we get up in morning, we can pray to Lord, O Lord, that whatever I do in the whole day, let me be do in a consciousness as a service to you. And then before sleeping, we again contemplate, saying that, O Lord, whatever I did today, whatever good things I did today, you know, please accept that as an offering. And then we also pray that, okay, if I have not done something correct, let me correct myself and I should not, you know, repeat again the same thing. So if we train ourselves, our mind like this constantly, then slowly, slowly, mind becomes the best friend. And this training process, in language of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is like beating the mind with, you know, 100 times with shoe in before sleeping, and after getting up, you know, beating it with, you know, broom. So basically training our mind. And then prayers do help. So if we pray sincerely, then this uncontrolled mind also can be very easily controlled. And one of the Prabhupada's favorite prayer was, Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatumana Saraja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pitte Kantha Varodhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. So this is prayer from Kulishekhar Maharaj. So he was praying that, O Lord, let the swan of my mind, like, of course, we hardly see a swans, but where there is real beautiful place in a lake, there are nice lotus flowers, the water is crystal clear, and there are swans playing around. So what is one of their favorite play is that they try to, you know, put their beaks in the stems of the lotus flower. So King Kulashekhar is saying that, oh Lord, your lotus feet, and especially Lord Krishna, how he stands, Tribhanga, like, you know, it's like, you know, cross. So there is kind of a mesh. His lotus feet, there is a kind of gap. So he says that, let my mind be entangled in that, you know, trap of your lotus feet, so that I always, like, you know, remember you. And then when my mind is, like, when I'm thinking of you like this, let me leave my body, so that I come back to you, you know, to serve you. So that is what his his prayer is that. So here, basically, what he's telling is that let my mind be engaged, you know, always remembering you. And there are so many prayers actually we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and different acharyas, they speak about this. So this also, when we see the sannyasis, they have this tridanda. So basically, it means that, you know, by their body, words, actions, and, like, you know, mind, they are offering whatever they do in service of, like, you know, Lord. So again, the principle of sacrifice, whatever they are doing it for pleasure of Lord, for service of Lord. And then in this age, the greatest sacrifice is Sankirtan movement. Right? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has seeing the various conditions, seeing the Kali Yuga people's abilities, who are not good for anything, basically, he has given us a simple process of chanting. And then Prabhupada, mercifully, knowing that we cannot chant 24 hours, he has engaged us from morning till, you know, evening in various activities. So we need to see the sacrifice of all these acharyas. We need to see the sacrifice of Lord to give us this, you know, precious gift of Krishna consciousness. We just had Gaur Purnima before some days. In Chaitanya Lila, one of the most touching pastime is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. So we know that when Shivas Thakur's son was dead, Shivas Thakur did not inform Lord. And then after 6.5 hours, when Lord comes to know, he becomes so touched. And that time he says that, you know, how can I leave the company of, you know, you know such a dear devotees like you, O Shivas? Because Lord was already contemplating on taking sannyas. And so, and if we see that whole through pastime, when Lord took sannyas, everyone was in excruciating pain. His mother, Vishnupriya, his wife, then Advaitacharya, all the Vaishnavas, you know, Advaitacharya even said, like, you know, I'm going to, you know, go and jump in Ganges, you know, and if somebody stops me, I'll do it in night. And the devotee says, you know, nobody is going to stop you because we are also going to come and, you know, jump in Ganges. And everyone actually started to go in Ganges, and that time the celestial voice says that, you know, don't worry, you know, in a couple of days, Lord Gauranga will be against, you know, amongst you again soon. So Lord Chaitanya did this sacrifice of leaving his own devotees who are most dear to him. Why? To chase behind all the people of Kali Yuga who were averse of him. Just so that, just like, you know, when he is in that sannyas order, people will bow to him and he gets an excuse to give them Krishna Prem. So that was the sacrifice Lord has done. And what to speak of sacrifice the acharya has done after them. It was not a cakewalk for any of the acharyas. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, we see that, you know, starting from, you know, leaving the service of Nawab Hussain, they were constant, you know, one problem after another. And after that, you know, the Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramanandra, the trio of devotees, they took all the books, and the book was lost. There was a problem. Somehow they recovered it. Then after some days, like, you know, the whole sampradaya, it went into the caste Goswami system, and there was no proper education, representation of this Gaudiya Vaishnava. It was considered as a beggar's religion. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur again has to work hard. He has to do so much sacrifice. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur again, like, you know, so much sacrifice going against, you know, all the traditions. And then what to speak of Srila Prabhupada at age of, you know, 65. So the age where most of the people retire, he started his work, and then whole life it was whole preparation. Like, we are seeing this whole, like, you know, ISKCON 50, we are seeing different Prabhupada's aspect and what all we did. So at least we can appreciate all these sacrifices by gratefully taking what they are giving it to us. That is the process of chanting and process of devotional service. And it's nothing we are losing by doing this. Rather, we are getting entrance into eternal life just by, you know, following this, you know, simple process, chanting, and like, you know, whatever we do as, like, you know, we do as a service to Lord. So therefore, like when somebody asks how we should reciprocate with this sacrifice, we try to share it with whatever capacity we have. So it may be as simple as giving a book, or it may be as, you know, simple as cleaning a temple after Sunday feast. It's all, we are showing our gratitude and sharing what we have got. So we saw that how the seventh canto, Science of God, it's towards the end, Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking householders, they can perfect their lives, and Narad Muni is very nicely giving them instructions. So in this particular verse, we saw that what sacrifice means, and this nitya naimittika kriya. So we have seen what sacrifice means. It's doing anything for pleasure of Krishna, whatever we do, favorably. And then we saw that how to do that by controlling mind. Whatever we do, we do it with this understanding that I'm doing it for pleasure of Krishna, and that consciousness itself changed the mere act into a service. And then we saw that how Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport about if we engage in this, if we follow this, you know, practice of offering food and honoring it, then, you know, nobody in the, you know, has to, you know, kill the innocent animals. And then we saw that how we can do this sacrifice, and we saw that how the greatest sacrifice is this Sankirtan movement, and so many devotees and even the Lord himself, they have done great sacrifice to give us that, you know, this process. So we should, like, you know, reciprocate it with whatever capacity we have, and then Krishna will surely give us that, you know, intelligence and strength to follow that. So any questions, comments at this point?
Thank you for your class, Prabhuji. I appreciate very much the example that you make of Thomas Edison, but I didn't get what was that he filled the bowl with? You gave the example of Thomas Edison and the bulb.
Yeah. So actually,
bulb. What was that he put in?
He put inert gas. Inert gas like nitrogen or helium, something like that. Those gas which do not have any reaction when it comes in touch with any metal. So in chemical terms, they are called as inert gas. Inert means they are there, like, you know, nobody cares. Like, suppose there is carbon dioxide filled in the room. We cannot breathe because we cannot, we need oxygen, right? So, the 70%, like, you know, if I remember my old studies correctly, 70% of atmosphere is of nitrogen, actually. So there are some gases which do not have any effect. Like, if there is ammonia, we immediately get a smell, foul smell. That's because of, you know, the ammonia gas. But then some gases, they are there or they are not there. It doesn't make any difference. So those gases are, like, you know, technically called as inert gases. So what he did, that he filled it, so in the bulb, the cavity, instead of making it a vacuum, he filled it with the inert gas. So it was much more easy. So same way, like, to make our mind thoughtless, or, like, you know, not think of anything other than Krishna, like, you know, oh, whether I am thinking of Krishna or not. So that we may be in anxiety, or we may not be able to do it, because it just, you know, the Kali Yuga mind, you know. But the easy way is that fill it. So filling is much more easy than removing anything.
Right.
So
that was a great example. Thank you. Also, I was just marveling at Srila Prabhupada's purport, because there's so many implications on the particular statement that he made in terms of someone who knows the purpose of religion, which is, you know, part of the verse. And then he said that only the Vaishnava knows the purpose of religion. You have to come to the position of Sarvam Dharmam Parityajat, which is he says there. And then he says, then you can worship the deity. So the implication is only the Vaishnava knows the purpose of religion, and only the Vaishnava can worship the deity, which has been such a, you know, very strong recommendation. Not recommendation, but actually it has been explained by Narada Muni that was something that it was compulsory to do for Grihasthas.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to come to the position of being, to understand the purpose of religion, which is, you explained very nicely, which is pleasing Krishna, and then you can do deity worship. Otherwise, it doesn't seem like, at least that's the implication that I took from Prabhupada. And then you can do sacrifice, because then you can do sacrifice daily. Otherwise, is as you explained, is not. It's all different things that are not necessarily who reach the purpose of what the activity is.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, thank you for sharing. And then the beauty of the, we can say, mastermind of Prabhupada was that though initially people were not knowing what they are doing, he creatively engaged them in sacrifice. So though they were not even at that stage where they could appreciate what deities and things like that, he created innumerable services and he engaged them so nicely that, you know, they got the same result as if they are doing, you know, deity worship. So that was Prabhupada's compassion, wherein he created a program wherein even if somebody is not so pure and somebody, even if, you know, not at that level, he still can get a benefit by taking part in Lord Chaitanya's movement, and he created practical ways to do that. So, thank you for sharing. Okay. Anything else? Okay, thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Chai Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.